and closing out the Tiger game for you. And here we are.
Ta-da.
I don't think anybody was amazed by that at all. It's Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO, and an abbreviated program today. That's okay. You know, it's the Tigers.
Yeah.
You want to make way for that because, you know, it's baseball, and it might give us just that faint sliver of a hope of a promise that, yes, spring is coming.
It is so warm in the sun that my dogs came to work with me. They're out in the car, and they're quite comfortable and very happy to be out of the house.
I'm sure.
Like the rest of us, they are happy to be out of the house.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, lots to do and a short amount of time to do it in.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing. We've got, first of all, some great giveaways we're going to do in the next hour.
We're going to fix your weekend up.
There you go. We got you covered here because what we have is passes to go see a movie. And this is not just any movie, but this is the new 300 movie. Ooh. You remember 300 from a few years ago?
Yeah.
300 Rise of an Empire is set to come out this weekend.
And you get to see it at Celebration Cinema, the best place in town to go see a flick.
So we've got four tickets for that. We also have four tickets to the Home Expo and Garden Show, which is taking place. I guess it gets underway tomorrow.
So you can get away from home and then think about improving your home.
There you go.
Yeah.
And do it all in a weekend right there. We'll help you out with all of that.
Free.
So we're going to take care of getting you into there. And that's the other kind of neat thing about this is that Friday's program, if everything works, you know, knock on wood and all that stuff, we're going to be there broadcasting live.
That'll be a good time.
Doing the show from there. I'm told that we have like a comfy couch and all sorts of things that we get to sit on.
Yeah, that's the set we had last time.
I don't think they know quite what they're doing by giving us that, because if we get the opportunity to lounge,
we may never leave.
Yeah, you know, we might just be fixtures there at that spot. So, but anyway, Friday's program will originate from there, so you can enjoy that. And who knows, if you win those tickets, maybe you can come out and see us with those free tickets. Why not? Whatever.
I'm looking forward to seeing the new Expo Center. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it since the big remodel, so this is going to be fun.
I have to admit, I went out, this was yesterday, actually, went out and looked at some things. They're in the midst of setup for the Home Expo, and I got to tell you, big, big stuff
is
going to be there. I'm going to do a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And what they're setting up in there, it's worth seeing.
Oh, they build a garden.
They were in process with that little cobblestone path moving through things and the whole bit. And there were exhibitors already set up I went out there. So it's well worth it.
If you need to think spring, this is the place to go. Flowers will be blooming, trees with green leaves.
Yeah, actual green things.
Yeah.
What's that like?
I'm having a hard time remembering.
Yeah, you know, I'm just used to these sticks that kind of go up. There's nothing on them. You know?
And white ground under them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently there is promise of spring because the Home Expo is happening. But we've got tickets for that. We've got tickets for the movie as well. Briefly tell you about our video of the day. How'd you like to cook with Arnold Schwarzenegger? This was a fun one. He actually cooks on a tank in this video. So you want to check it out, WKZO.com, or hook up with us on Facebook. We got it posted there as well, so you can check it out for yourself.
We'll talk to you right after CBS News and a local news update from the WKZO.com newsroom.
All happening right here. It's Lawrence and Taylor on WKZO. I'm considering whether I should welcome people to hour two of the program, because technically we were on last hour,
You're not lying.
So, you know, we were on for about 3 minutes, but, you know, we were on. So welcome to hour two of Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
I'm Raj Taylor. And this hour will seem much longer.
Well, it depends on your approach, I suppose.
Well, some people consider our show a long show.
It could be. I don't know. You know, if they think we're being deliberately irritating, which, as we said yesterday, is legal now in Grand Rapids.
Yes.
But, But no, we've got a lot to talk about, lots of different things out there, and just such a short amount of time to be able to talk about, well, any of it. So we want to dig right in here. Now, mentioned before, and if you're just tuning in and joining us, we've got a weekend ticket pack that we want to give away. We're not doing it right now, but sometime in the next hour, tickets to see 300 Rise of an Empire
and
tickets to go to the Home Expo and Garden Show. You'll be able to take three friends along with yourself to both.
Yeah.
And we'll give those tickets away sometime before the end of the program.
Or you could take three different friends.
There you go.
To each.
So you could be a hero for totally different sets of people.
Yeah.
So
not once, but twice.
You know, I'm just thinking maybe if like a husband won this, you know, they get together with some of their couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
The guys go to the movie.
Yeah.
The ladies go to the Home Expo.
There you go.
You know, there's just a lot of different options there. So
you're a married man. I can tell.
I am, definitely. Well, you know, you gotta keep her happy.
Yeah.
You know.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
That's right. That's our slogan at our house. And, you know, I've said that right in front of her. So, yeah. You know, she usually after I get smacked.
My wife tells me that. Remember, Roger.
Of course. But so we're going to do that. Of course, the video of the day. We didn't get to talk about this a lot.
Arnold cooking on a tank.
And they are cooking up a sandwich that is so laden with calories, if you ate it, you would not have to eat again for the rest of the week. At least. I mean, they make this thing with bacon and meatloaf and cheese and the biggest bread I've ever seen.
Your cholesterol level goes up watching the video.
And this is why you need to see the video. Seeing Arnold doing push-ups on the sandwich is just kind of interesting. So you got to check it out.
Yep.
That's at our blog and a couple of different places you can check it out. You go to WKZO.com, go down to the lower part of the page. You'll find it there in the blog section of the site or just at the top of the page. Click on the Facebook link. You'll go right there. It's posted. Should be right up at the top.
Yeah. And if you like us while you're there,
yeah,
it gets progressively easier to check these videos out.
Certainly, because it shows right up.
It'll bring it right to you.
In your news feed.
Yeah, you'll be able to check it out. You don't have to do anything.
So anyway, we want you to check that out, if you will. One of the things we wanted to dig right into, though, apparently, and this is according to news from our website, WKZO.com, Governor Snyder has signed a package of bills that what these bills do would bring the state into compliance with the 2012 Supreme Court ruling that said automatic mandatory life sentences for juvenile defendants are unconstitutional. Now, the law only applies to future cases right now. Apparently, that's the way that they made the law work. I don't know if they left some words out or they did that on purpose. I don't really have any idea why they did what they did. Just that they did. And apparently Supreme Court justices are hearing arguments later in the week to determine whether that should be retroactive or not. So it's kind of a convoluted thing.
Yeah. But, and I'm going to go off on a rabbit trail. I know.
Oh, what a shock.
I know. It never happens.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
But there's another case of something similar that I'm bothered with as well, and that is in Colorado, where the people of the state legalized recreational marijuana, and yet the law that legalized the purchase and selling and possession of marijuana was not retroactive, and there are people left in prison for crimes that are no longer a crime. And I'm bothered that we make these changes to law without thinking about the repercussions for people that we've already got incarcerated. And this country has so many people locked up, more than percentage-wise, more than any other country in the world. We need to start thinking about equal treatment under the law.
Well, and in situations like that, and I don't know if, you know, you're speaking Colorado. I don't know if Governor Hickenlooper. See, I said it again. It's a fun name.
Hickenlooper.
But But I don't know if he would consider using his power to pardon people in that case. It's certainly well within his ability do that.
Yeah.
And probably would be at least somewhat popular.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know when he's up for re-election. I mean, I think he wins re-election on the name alone because it's so fun.
Yeah.
But he could use that ability to be able to take care of that problem for now. Still, you kind of think, all right, well, maybe this is something that needs to be put into legislation that says, and this applies retroactively, so anybody that was convicted under this, blah, 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 yada, yada. You know, I mean, they put it in the language of the bill.
Because technically, didn't the court determine that the law that said you can receive a lifetime sentence was unconstitutional?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got people incarcerated under a law that the mm-hmm. Supreme Court has said isn't constitutional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the debate here?
Well, I'm not sure, and that's why you and I get to talk about it instead of rule on this sort of thing, you know. But now the interesting thing about this, that one of the bills that was signed by Governor Snyder, and this happened apparently, the signing took place yesterday, one of the bills was sponsored by Margaret O'Brien of Portage.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to get her angle on that, too, just to kind of figure out, all right, well, you know, what was the thinking there to be able to, you know, or was that part of the bill that she sponsored? Because it was a package of bills that they put together.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Was it intentional?
Yeah.
Is there something that we're not seeing in this that lawmakers mm-hmm. did see? And is there a reason why it wasn't made retroactive? Same question on the expansion of Medicaid in Michigan. They passed it, but didn't give it immediate effect, mm-hmm. and that cost the state $260-some million. When we make laws, why don't we make them retroactive? And in the case of the Medicaid expansion, why would we approve the law, but then throw away the $260 million in savings during the first 3 months of the expansion that we couldn't take advantage of because we didn't give it immediate effect?
Well, that aside, and getting back to this, if you break this down a little bit and you talk about, okay, well, juvenile defendants, automatic mandatory life sentences, the whole idea of it bothers me, not from the standpoint of, well, they're just kids, we need to be able to let everybody out at 18 with a clean slate and that kind of thing. I'm not on that. But I think in this case, you have judges, you have juries, mm-hmm. you have the ability to consent on and advise and that kind of thing in those situations to say, all right, this is a situation that calls for something a little more forceful in terms of punishment, and situation B is something that, well, okay, they probably wouldn't take that, you know. And I think that's on a case-by-case basis without these automatic mandatory life sentences. So I think, yeah, all right, get those out of there, that's fine, but let's leave it up to the judges. Let's leave it up to juries that are looking at sentencing to say, all right, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? And obviously get some advice from the judge involved in the situation as well. Because I think in certain cases, yeah, if there was a juvenile that decided, you know, to carry out a heinous crime of some kind, yeah, there's some of those that call for some pretty serious punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be case by case. Has to be.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before going on the air. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I turned 18 midway through my senior year. And my girlfriend didn't turn 18 till after school got out that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that six-month period, I could have been in trouble
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. I was an adult and my longtime girlfriend didn't have her birthday yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need judges, why you can't sentence people at the legislature level. That's what we have, local elections, to have judges who reflect the local community and can make a decision based on how the local community feels, the legislature feels.
And how the case itself can reflect on the law and say, all right, well, okay, technically, yes, this is a crime because this, this, and that happened. But I can look at this and say, all right, common sense tells me that this is the situation. And, you know, we reflected a little bit on the idea of some of these cases where an 18-year-old is dating a 16-year-old. Well, they were 17 and then turned 18, as you talked about. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, sometimes kids do what kids do. And, you know, whether you agree with it or not, it happens. But do you treat the 18-year-old who was 17 yesterday any different just because they happen to have passed a certain numbered milestone?
Yeah.
You know, and it's different if it's like the 18-year-old is going after an 11-year-old or something versus, okay, this was a bit more consensual. Okay, these are the things where you've got to have somebody that focuses on the spirit of the law and the reason why you want to enforce certain things.
Exactly.
Instead of, well, law says this, this is what happened, and therefore cause and effect. Okay,
yeah.
It's not as simple as all that, and I think we realize that.
Absolutely.
Now, but if you'd like to get in on this, because, you know, we're having all the fun talking here.
Right.
If you'd like to get in on it as well, 382-4280 is our phone number. And you're welcome to give us a call.
And you can text us, 80373. We prefer you call.
Yes, of course.
We're nice guys. We're fun to talk to.
I am, anyway. I don't know about Roger, but anyway.
I'm actually nicer than you. In my mind.
Yes, no, your mind. See, I'm looking over there and Derek's looking at you like, yeah, right. Whatever.
But call us or text us, whatever. We'll be nice.
And if you're not in the local area, too, we have a toll-free number. It's 877-382-4280, so you can chat with us about this issue. It's really not as cut and dried as it all would seem.
Well, there's actually two issues here. Mm-hmm. One is, should we have mandatory sentences set by the legislature instead of allowing judges to do that? And then, how can you make a law that's not retroactive and still have equal treatment under the law? That's what's wrong with this one, is that kids who are arrested today will be treated differently than somebody who was arrested a year ago for the same offense.
Now, I wonder in those cases if it's not a situation of, well, let's take another look at that case and see if maybe a different outcome can come up. And, you know, we'll go, all right, we're not going to set aside the case, but we're going to set aside the sentence and say, all right, what do we need to look at here, really? If that's a sensible way to do it, because it's already been in through the court. There's been a guilty, either a plea or they've been found guilty.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at that point, do you just say, all right, we're going to throw the sentence out. We're going to bring them back up here and figure out what kind of sentence really works in that situation.
Well, and all it would take really is a judge saying, yeah, life was appropriate for this crime, and back to jail you go.
There you go.
But it needs to be reviewed. You can't just ignore these people who were affected by the law.
Let's check in with Philip. He's in Kalamazoo, standing by. Welcome, Philip. Glad you're with us.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
That's good. Well, I guess I got from experience, is my thought is the law, the legislature makes the law. The judges enforce the law, and that's why we elect them, and that's why we have separation of the departments.
Yep.
Sure, different branches of government, sure.
Absolutely. And it needs to be that way. And I'm making a call because I'm going to use an example. My son, 12, took a knife to school a couple weeks ago. Totally forgot he had his pocket knife in there. The principal made a sound judgment is, my son came forward and said, I made a mistake. I forgot this is in my pocket. If you go to another school district, they're immediately kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
They're expelled. But the principal made a judgment and said, here's a young man that made a bad mistake. Why should I punish him? he turned it in. He did the right thing, and he was rewarded for the fact. He wasn't kicked out of school.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, so why can't we allow our judges to do exactly that, make a sound judgment, because that's what they were elected to do, and let our legislatures, okay, here's an umbrella law, but it will be enforced locally.
Well, Philip, what do you think about the fact this law isn't retroactive, that it only affects kids being sentenced from here forward, and that there's no automatic review of the kids who are already in prison for crimes?
Well, and I can't comment on it specifically because I don't know all the details of what you're talking about. So I'm going to apologize for there. I got halfway into the conversation when I jumped into the truck. But retroactive, if they were sentenced under a certain law, I guess maybe let that go through the appeals process, because then the judge would be available to make the local decision.
Yeah.
If it goes through the appeals process, then I'd say that would be appropriate. But I wouldn't make it retroactive and anybody put, you know, into prison or jail under the circumstances retroactive, they're all released. I think due process would have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and an automatic review of all sentences to see if it complies with this law. I think you're right.
Okay.
Philip, thank you, sir.
We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your show.
All right. So we continue ahead.
Common sense. But you know what Mark Twain said? The only thing common about common sense is how uncommon it is.
There you go. And it's very true today. We continue on with the program. Make sure you keep it here. You know, we got that ticket giveaway at some point. We're going to do it sometime. Stick around. Continue ahead, Lawrence and Taylor here on 590 WKZO. And Roger, the program
is brought to you by Bronson, where everything they do is about getting better. That's Bronson Positivity. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com.
There you go. We've been talking about this, the whole, juvenile lifer law that just went through. The governor signed it, but it is not retroactive. Now, here's the interesting thing. Apparently, in the state of Michigan, we currently have, it is over the number 300 of juvenile lifers who were convicted before their 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. We're not talking about taking these 300 cases and say, you know, let's put it through the appeals process. And I think our last caller made mention of something like that.
Yeah.
And I think, well, okay, I hear you, but if you put it through the appeals process, that means reviewing each and every one of those cases.
And retrying them, potentially.
Yeah, and potential retrial of these things. I don't think that's what we need to talk about. You just need to talk about, okay, let's look at the sentencing of it. Let's have a judge sit down and look at this. You wouldn't even really need to get defendants in the courtroom. You could just do the video hookup from wherever they are, whatever prison they are. Take them into a space where it's got the camera and the whole bit. They can see the judge can see them, because we do that in court now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So do that, have them participate in this situation and say, all right, we've reviewed your case and here's what we think the sentencing ought to be.
Yeah.
And okay, you know, if they need representation at the time, all right, yeah, fair enough. You get representation because we're going to provide it for you. But the bottom line is we're looking at sentencing, not the whole case.
Yeah. The guilt has been determined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
All we need to do is to look at the sentencing and to see if it complies with the law.
Certainly. Now, if you feel like, okay, the original case was unjust, then by all means, appeal. That's what the process is there for.
But you shouldn't have waited for this
appeal. Yeah, and I don't think people would have in this case. But, you know, we're just simply talking about the sentencing.
Yeah.
You know, just because I think a lot of people would get stuck on that whole idea of, we're talking about kids that have a mandatory life sentence. Who in the world did they kill? Because
right.
That's the first thing that enters your mind.
Right.
Is, all right, what really horrible thing did they do? And you think, okay, you want to let these people out? No. But let's go through case by case and say, all right, let's look at this and see if the sentence was appropriate. If it was, so be it. If it wasn't, then we could look at a new sentence and a different way of looking at it.
It just seems inappropriate to pass a law to fix this problem. The problem being the Supreme Court said this law is unconstitutional, but not making it retroactive so everybody that had been affected by the law has their sentence reviewed.
The only thing I can figure is, you know, maybe they just kind of missed out on that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, but hopefully a judge will fix this then.
Who knows? One way or another, they'll be looking at it, I'm sure. Program continues on 590 WKZO. Stick around. The program is Lawrence and Taylor. It's 590 WKZO, 25 degrees on the outside. You know, that sounds rather balmy, I got to say.
There's some warmth in the sun, at least, nowadays.
You know, it's funny. It was 20 the other day, and it was still melting snow, I noticed.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is some hope.
Yeah, there's and solar heating is
and
working.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, because we're going to have a full show. We're going to be talking with Bob Larson tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I have heard some good news about the high on Friday.
I've heard
some
good news in the long-term forecast.
But that spring is actually going to show up?
Well,
see,
yeah,
we're hoping
yeah,
here. So.
Well, we'll talk to Bob about that tomorrow.
Definitely. All right. Meantime, we're going to take a time out for traffic. Go over to Derek.
Hey, how's it going? We've got a water main break over on southbound Westnage and Pleasant, north of Kilgore. Both directions are actually down to one lane.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to definitely take some of the evening commute out of your way.
Even Jeremy is going to have to reroute.
I will be impacted by that. So actually, I do take some back roads now. So
okay.
I get around all of that. But
thanks, Derek.
No problem.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that. Now, because we are just such giving guys.
Oh, yes. That's
you know,
us.
I mean, you know, we have just such big hearts. And we want to make sure that not only are you feeling good, but your weekend is going to be taken care of. No matter how you decide to spend it, whether it's seeing a movie or going to the Home Expo and Garden Show.
But we're not only going to make sure your weekend is good, we're going to give you the opportunity to make three other people's weekend just as good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Imagine being the hero
Ooh.
For your friends.
Ooh.
And as we talked about before, maybe you, maybe you're a couple and you have couple friends. We have the guys' activity, go see 300 Rise of an Empire, and then the ladies' activity, Home Expo and Garden Show.
Yeah.
Or maybe you flip them around. Maybe the guys like to get into landscaping and things like that. That's
Absolutely.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you how to use the tickets. We just want you to have them for nothing.
And how do people get those tickets, Jeremy?
They get really nice to me. That's what they do.
suck up to Jeremy has
of course.
Begun.
Yes, you have to say you agree with me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You don't have to do that. But here's what we'll do. What we've got, I'll just define it for you. We've got four tickets for 300 Rise of an Empire, and this is for Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great
yep.
place to see a movie.
Ooh, doggy.
And you taking your doggy to the movies?
No, that was an ooh, doggy.
See, I figured that was an exclamation of your utter delight,
yes.
I guess, for lack of a better term. But we've also got tickets for the Home Expo and Garden Show. I was out there the other day for the setup. And they're going to have some great stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love this. You will want to be a part of this. This is at the Kalamazoo Expo Center. It's a new location this year, and that's out near the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, do they have a lot of room to spread out, too. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So you'll want to check this out. Tickets for that are normally $10, but we're going to give you four of them so that you and your friends can get in for absolutely nothing.
Ooh.
So, and all you have to do, see, and Derek's hanging on my every word. Saying, all right, what numbered caller is it, idiot? Come on.
Yes, tell me.
It's caller number 7.
Okay.
I like the number
Lucky
7.
Lucky number
so.
7.
So caller number 7, here's the numbers, 382-4280, or 877-382-4280. And it's just that simple to remember. It's 877-382-4280 or 382-4280. You can get in on this. You get tickets to, and this is one of these movies, if you watched 300 and you were one of those that just said, oh, I loved that, sequel time. And I've seen the previews for this thing. It looks epic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks huge. It really is. And then, of course, epic would describe the Home Expo, I think, quite well, with all the different things you get to see there. And if you think this spring, you know what, we're going to do something in the house or we're going to do something in the yard, this is the place to get some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
On different things that you can do, different people you can work with. And, of course, you can stop by and see us on Friday if you so choose as well.
Well, and frequently you can get home show discounts on things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so going out and reviewing your options and talking to contractors, and you might actually save more than the cost of getting into the place.
There you go. See, so you look at it as kind of an investment.
Yeah.
To be able to. Now, if you don't win the tickets, yeah, you just have to invest $10 to get yourself in. If you take you and the missus, that's
$20. Mm-hmm.
And that's really not that bad. If you're thinking about one of these and you're thinking, all right, we're going to get some kind of a discount out of this if we're going to replace the windows or screen door, or you know what, we're going to do some serious landscaping this spring whenever it arrives.
Mm-hmm.
You just might see that. Now, we're not guaranteeing a discount, but there's an awful lot of people out there that are going to be interested in your business.
Yeah.
So that's all we're really saying. It's going to be a great place. Great place to – and there's food there, too, from what I understand. Lots of good stuff.
And Friday, you can come by and say hi to us.
Yeah. And there's food there. So
– that's really the reason
to come. Yeah, that's really the reason to come out. Not us, necessarily.
Yeah.
But the food. All right. Well, Derek is signaling to me that we have a winner. So, Derek, hit us with a winner.
We have a winner, Mary from Kalamazoo.
All right.
Congratulations, Mary.
All right. So, Mary she's got her weekend all planned
for
her there.
Yeah.
You know, we're just glad to help.
The movie will be around for a few days, but the home show is from now through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so you go or you don't.
Now, it officially gets started tomorrow.
That's right.
When they wheel this out tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. So 3 days. I tell you what, they have been planning this thing for months and months and months. So it is going to be well worth your time.
You betcha.
Take a couple of hours, check it out. You might even need more than a couple of hours, quite frankly, because there's just going to be lots of stuff.
Well, and lots of information, things mm-hmm. you can learn from the people who have exhibits.
Certainly, certainly.
And,
you know, we've gone to similar events in the past and found all sorts of unique things.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we were homeowners, we actually found a unique way to cut tile.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just, we ended up with a nice little tool.
Wow.
That took care of the whole business. So and it was things like that that we learned at a show like this. I saw a grill at a show like this that I just, to this day, absolutely drool all over. You know.
You don't have one.
No, I don't have one. I mean, it's a little spendy, but it is one of the best grills I've ever seen. So I'm kind of sitting here going, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. So, yeah, this might even be a wish list thing where you go out and go, man, that's cool. I want that.
Yeah.
Can't afford it right now, but I want that.
I'm going to save for it.
There you go. You save for it. You get a business card from the people that have it, so you know where to go when it comes time.
You betcha.
So, you know, there you go. So some great things there. Well, today, looking at the calendar, just taking a quick guess. If you have a calendar, take a look with me, will you? Ash Wednesday.
Ta-da.
There. You know, we had Fat Tuesday yesterday.
Yep.
So Ash Wednesday today, which of course means there's an awful lot of people that are embarking on the season of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, they decide, you know what? I'm going to give up fill in the blank, whatever it is. Some people will give up eating steak.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, and I know, you know, there's certain people that give up eating anything but fish on Fridays. I know mm-hmm. that happens. There are people that will give up swearing, drinking a Coke, or maybe drinking. Maybe that's your thing. You know, some of the more adult beverages. You give that up over Lent. Whatever it is, we'd love to have you share it with us.
What are you giving up for Lent?
There you go.
382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us your what you're giving up for Lent,
mm-hmm.
80373.
There you go. You know, I don't know. I don't usually give up anything for Lent. It's not, you know, I'll usually joke around and say, yeah, complex geometry. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it for years, folks. It's just not, it's not anything I'm going to do. But, you know, I don't know. If I had to sit around and think, what would I give up for Lent? What would it be? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme sacrifice for me would probably be video games, so that's not happening.
Okay. But, can't go that far.
No, not going to do that.
Yeah, it's but, all things in reasonable.
You know, and I don't think I can say, well, you know what, I'm going to give up coming in for work for those 40 days. I don't think they'd like that around here. Something yeah. tells me they'd want me to come in. So.
Or you could have a lot more than 40 days
yeah,
without coming
true.
In.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, no, those are not necessarily things that I would give up. I don't know. I you know, dessert? Maybe I could handle that. I don't know.
Yeah, that would but, be a noticeable.
Yeah.
For me, it would be.
No,
least.
that would be tough for me because ice cream is kind of a staple at the Casa de Lawrence,
uh-huh.
as it were.
Okay.
So, yeah, giving that up might be a little trouble. So,
have you discovered Plainwell ice cream yet?
Plainwell ice cream. I have something.
We'll
and
have.
I'm trying to think if that's what it is or not, but I'll have to look it up and see what in the world I have because I've bought something that's local.
When we get to ice cream season, I will tell you about the wonders of Plainwell ice cream.
There's a season for ice cream. I thought the season for ice cream happened between January and December.
Well, there is for you and I who eat ice cream year round,
mm-hmm.
but there are many people who think of it as a summer
thing. A summer thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I get that. All right. Meantime, we've got some people on the phone line, so let's head on over and chat with Sharon from Portage. Sharon, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Well, I know growing up, I subscribed to always having to give up the sweets, the desserts, the chocolate, you know, those kinds of things. And it was always a sacrifice. That was what we were told. But now I subscribe to trying to do something more positive.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of the new tradition, the new trend right now is trying to be positive and so working on that. That's what I'm going to do.
So it's a time to maybe start a positive habit or a positive thing. That's interesting. Hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, that's something the Catholic Church is kind of encouraging the young kids to do too. It's not always have to be sacrificed, but work on, you know, being more positive with people that you may not get along with or, you know, something that you're having a difficult time with. Work on that.
There you go. That's an interesting angle.
I think Jeremy could be nice to me, say, for 40 days.
There you go. That could be a sacrifice, too, though. I don't know, Jeremy.
Yeah, that probably is a sacrifice, I have a feeling. Thanks, Sharon. We appreciate your call. At 382-4280 and 877-382-4280, you can get a hold of us and share what you're giving up for Lent.
Texter, I normally have four cups of hot chocolate a day at work.
Wow.
So I'm giving up hot chocolate.
There's
somebody who's cutting to the core.
Oh, that's a sacrifice right there. If you have four of those a day, that would be rough.
That'll be noticeable.
Definitely. Well, let's check in with Phil and see if he's got anything on his mind that he's giving up. Phil, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to agree with, I agree with Sharon. That's exactly what my family does and my kids do, is instead of giving stuff up, they do stuff a little more positive. You know, whether it's reading more books or, you know, studying a little harder for school, but they, you know, that's the tradition that we've been doing instead of, you know, giving something up.
How long have you done that, Phil?
Oh, geez. Oh, about 12 years now.
Oh, wow. Huh. That's cool.
See, it's not relatively new. It's just, you know, we're way behind the times.
Apparently,
I guess. So,
yes.
You know,
that's doing something positive. Mm-hmm. I like that approach.
Yeah. Either that or Phil is really avant-garde, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he is.
He's cutting edge.
There you go.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep.
All right. So if you have any things that you're giving up, or maybe an example of what our previous couple of callers have talked about, something positive we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're, writing thank you notes a little more often, or maybe you're deciding to, you know, go give some food to the hungry or something like that. There you go.
Might be a
thing you can do.
A one-word text.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling.
giving up yelling.
No, it just said yelling.
Either that or they're doing more yelling. Yeah. Maybe it's a positive thing,
they're going to yell more. If it's negative, they're going to cut back on it.
You know, yelling, I guess at this time of year, if you're trying to give it up, it's probably a good time of year unless you're a Tigers fan because the season starts soon. And, you know.
Well, and some people even start yelling in spring training.
That's true. You know, there might already be. Today was a good day.
Yeah.
But you never know. Another day, they might have been yelling at the radio. I don't know.
Exactly. So,
share your ideas with us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or text them, 80373, as Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, and I think apparently I'm giving up working headphones for Lent.
That's a bad sign.
Well.
I'm Raj Taylor, and we had a couple of texts. One, just the word fun. They're giving up fun for Lent.
Okay, I don't mean to laugh, but gosh, that's a difficult one.
And Bob from Schoolcraft says he's giving up fast food for 40 days and then says, trust me, this is a sacrifice.
You know, but it might be a good one, too.
I'm thinking this is a positive thing.
If I gave up fast food for 40 days, yeah, I might notice that in my midsection a little bit.
So yes,
that could be a good thing. So, you know what? Doug's standing by on the line. Doug, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thanks.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Roger. Well, I'm not Catholic, so I'm not giving up anything. But I always look forward to Lenten because of the Friday fish fry specials.
Big fan of the fish, are you?
Oh, big fan of the fish. I don't think the wife and children appreciate it that much, but well, I always look forward to the specials.
Well, that's not bad if you enjoy fish. So, you know, I don't know that I'm along with you on that, but more power to you.
Doug, before you go, where is the best fish fry?
Well, there's a walleye one down in Three Rivers at the Eagles this Friday that's tempting me very heavily.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks for the tip.
So, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Doug. You know, and I have a feeling that if Doug is indeed at that fish fry, you could probably walk up to Doug and say, all right, Doug, I'm here. I'm eating fish here. Where are the other good places?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure it sounds like Doug
knows.
Doug knows what's going on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's he's all set with that sort of thing. Back to the phones here. We've got Margaret on the line. Margaret, welcome.
Hi. On this thing of giving up something, everybody's giving up something. You're giving up being negative. You're giving up something that you're doing in order to do more reading. You're always giving up something to gain something.
Sure. Okay.
And I was trying to figure out if I was going to give up anything, and I haven't figured it out yet. What I need to do is stop playing my computer games and start doing my productive stuff.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I can give that up, but I'll try.
We've already heard Jeremy say that might be a problem.
that's sort of a pastime for me. So
That's something that happens to you round, not just at Lent.
That's true. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
All right, we head on over to Dale standing by in Kalamazoo. Dale, glad you're with us. Go right ahead.
And myself for Lent, I'm going to give up potato chips. But we were talking about fish fries there. In Lawton, the VFW, they have a good fish fry. And then also the KC Hall in Pawpaw, Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
They both have good fish. And the Knights of Columbus also throw in shrimp there, too.
Ooh.
Well, that's not a bad thing if you're into shrimp, sure.
And these are both Friday night events.
Yes, both Friday night events.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the tip.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks for calling, Dale. You know, people, it's funny to hear different things that people give up every year. You know, And the things that I always find interesting are the creative stuff, where they say, you know what, I'm going to give up drinking. I mean, like hot chocolate, for instance. That right. was – it's creative, and it's one of those things where it's like, oh, that hits right close to where I live, you know, because – you go to enjoy that, well, then you take that away from yourself. And,
right.
you know, you're trying to do more positive things that way.
I like the new approach, and that mm-hmm. is instead of giving something up, you do something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many lessons in that that we ought to be doing that year round, mm-hmm. finding ways to make positive contributions to things. But instead of punishing yourself, go out of your way to do something nice, something positive.
Well, if you think about this, I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, you always hear the things of how to get a habit going, a good habit, it usually takes about 30 days of regular, you know, whether it's exercise or whatever it is, usually takes about 30 days to get you into it. Well, guess what? Lent's like 40 days.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good length there to decide, you know what? I can get a good habit going.
We'll need to hear from Bob in Schoolcraft, because he says he's giving up fast food for 40 days. And it would be interesting to hear from him after Easter if he's lost his taste for fast food. Was this adventure long-term worthwhile? Maybe he's going to retrain himself.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. But some people will do that sort of thing. And some, you know, in the end, you end up being maybe a much trimmer person, you know, or a more thoughtful person because you're doing some different things that you weren't doing at the start of all of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not the type of person, I'm not Catholic personally, nothing against it. I'm just not Catholic myself. So I don't necessarily look at it and go, all right, what am I going to give up for Lent?
Right.
You know, I don't necessarily do that. You won't find me at the fish fries, not because I don't enjoy fish, but you know what? I kind of feel like, okay, I can have a burger on Fridays, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I won't tell you not to. But the bottom line is that maybe it's a good time to sit down and say, all right, maybe I can come up with something that is a bit more positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the person that says they're going to give up yelling. That would be a positive, unless they're saying they're going to yell more.
You know. Yeah, that's true. We did. They didn't clarify.
Yeah.
This could be the positive approach, or I'm going to yell more.
You know what I think it might be? Roger's not telling us that he was the one that said yelling, and he means to do more of it over the next 40 days. I could be in trouble. I don't know.
I'm going
to
yell every day, Jeremy.
Show continues tomorrow. Make sure you join us, 3 o'clock.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.